Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Amen. This is another installment of Saturday Review. Welcome. Amen. As evil continues to increase in its intensity, we rely heavily on the unstoppable immovable hand of God, his precepts, his gifts, and his weapons to push back the kingdom of darkness and overcome the earth with his light of salvation. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. And so we fight. And we are reminded that each weapon and modality given us by the Lord is powerful and specific for each battle, understanding that ultimately the battle is the Lord. Thus, we humble ourselves under his mighty hand as he does battle with the dark through us and for us. We are victorious because he is the victory, and the victory lives in us. Glory to God. Again, welcome to this installment of Saturday Review. Amen. We are reviewing warfare strategies and modalities given us by the Spirit of God and in his word, amen, that we might defeat the enemy, the kingdom of darkness in its entirety. The word of God lets us know that he has given us authority through the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, and over all the works of the enemy. Amen. So he has given us the authority to cast down and to cast out, to expel the enemy everywhere that he is. Amen. In the book of Mark, it talks about, amen, the signs of the believer, speaking in new tongues, casting out demons in his name, being able to tread on serpents and scorpions, amen. And we're even talking about those serpents, amen, that the enemy brings forth, that marine kingdom, amen, the spirits of divination, the prince of the children of pride, Leviathan, all of the spirits of the enemy. The Lord has given us the authority, glory to God, to expel them for the sake of the kingdom of God, for the sake of wholeness. Amen. Jesus said, Yeshua, he said that he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. The only way that we can have life is through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. The only way, amen, we can be at peace, amen, and continuing to grow, amen, is that the darkness be expelled and the light be exposed and working and actively, amen, exposing darkness wherever it is. Amen. Jesus is that light. Glory to God. In him do I declare on today, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, we declare him. He is the author of our salvation, the author of our faith. He is the pioneer and the perfecter. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let's get to our warfare strategies. Amen. We've come quite a distance. Glory to God. And we are on spiritual warfare strategy number 38. Amen. Please email me or put comments in. I do read the comments. And if you see that I might have skipped a number or something like that, please let me know. I would love to go back and correct that and make sure that you have all the information that I have for you, because it is so important that we review, amen, these things. It's so important that we go back, amen, to the basics, amen, back to the tenets of the word of God. It's so important that the plumb line of God be established in us and that we are abiding by his standards and that we understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. We are fighting against the kingdom of darkness that wants to destroy flesh and blood. So he uses flesh and blood to cause us to destroy ourselves. But it is the influence of the enemy. And those are the things, amen, that we are casting down, casting out. Those are the things we are dismembering and obliterating, eradicating, and removing from our space. Glory to God. Because the Spirit of the Lord has designed it to be so. And so Glory to God. We go forth in the name of the Lord, giving him all of the glory and the honor. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh, Lord God, recognizing that every beat of our heart, every synapse of our brain, every movement of our joints is because, oh my God, is because of you and only you. You are our creator. You designed these minds, these bodies. You designed our function. And no matter what we choose to do with it, Lord God, you still are the originator. You are still the designer and the creator, Lord God. So we are coming back, Lord God, to your standard and to your plumb line to do that that you designed us to do from the very beginning. And that is to give your name glory and to make your name glorious in all the earth. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness that has kept us thus far. Father, we repent even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah, our Christ, our Messiah. We repent. Oh, God, for every sin of commission and omission. Lord God, for every, Lord God, agreement with evil that even our ancestors made. Father, we repent down through and we ask you to wash us, Lord God, of every iniquity down through Adam, Father, down through the generations, down through Adam. We're asking you, Lord God, to cleanse us and wash us, Lord. Remove every entanglement. Father God, just destroy, Lord, obliterate every deposit of evil, Lord God, that is in us, Lord. Change, Lord, even our very DNA in this hour right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're closing doors and portals to the enemy right now in the name of Jesus as we come out of agreement with the works of the devil, as we come out of agreement, Lord God, with the signs and symptoms of evil. Oh, Lord God, and let your light overshadow, Lord God, even the very look of evil, even right now, Lord. We come out of agreement with covenants, Lord God, with irrational, hastily made vows. Father, we're coming out of agreement, and we're divorcing contracts right now in the name of Jesus, made with evil, contracts that were made by somebody else in our name. We are demolishing them right now in the name of Jesus, obliterating them in the presence of the Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to wash us, to cleanse us, to clear us, Lord God, of all the evil, Lord God, that has been wrought by us and even by others, Lord God, who had named us, Lord God, even in their secret societies, Father God, given our names as if we were going to continue in the heritage of evil. But Lord, we renounce it right now. We renounce all evil. We renounce every demonic vow and every demonic secret, Lord God, and word that was said over us in secret. Father, we break off every word curse right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, in every evil decree, Lord God, we give a higher decree that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We belong to the true and the living God, our Lord and Savior, the living, our living hope, the living word. We belong to you and to you alone, and we will not take it back, and nor will we give ourselves away to another, because we belong to you, oh God. And we're breaking off every work of evil even right now. We renounce, Lord God, every work of the devil, Lord God, that has been done over us and to us and that has followed us and was transferred to us. We renounce it and we break it off right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, we give you a divorce. Kingdom of darkness, we give you a divorce. Of all those things that have come against us, we renounce every evil and every wickedness, every principality and every dominion, every kingdom, every bit of the kingdom of darkness. Oh, Lord, we reject it right now. Oh, Lord, that we might receive the fullness of your light, the fullness of your glory, the fullness of your life-giving power, the fullness of your healing, the fullness of your deliverance in this hour. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit reign, Lord God, even right now upon all those that are listening, Lord God. Let them be delivered, Lord God, whether it be in their cars, in their homes, or wherever they are. Father, deliver them from evil even right now. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and we forbid even now in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, every retaliation, every counterattack, every payback spirit of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and we release, Lord God, your life-giving power, Lord God, your protection, your preservation, Lord God, into the atmosphere, Lord God, to keep them, Lord God, from evil, to preserve them, Lord God, unto righteousness, to preserve them unto truth, to preserve them unto holiness and godliness, even right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we give you the glory, oh Yeshua, Hamashiach, Jesus the Christ, the glory. Oh, my God, is yours and yours alone. Oh, the glory, oh, God, is yours and yours alone. Lord, we take no credit, Lord God, for not one bit of creativity, talent, anointing, or gifting. Lord God, we take no credit. It was all given us by you for the sake of the kingdom, and to God be the glory for the things he has done and he is yet doing and that he is about to do. Amen. Because God intends that we be victorious no matter how much chaos is going on in the earth. God intends that his people be victorious and that we prosper even in the face of chaos, that we prosper even in the face of faith. Praise the Lord, saints of God. You probably didn't hear that powerful prayer. Amen, that just went forth, because I see that the enemy came against the line, but that's okay, because we're going to go right into our study, and the Lord heard the prayer. Amen. I pray for each and every one of you, even against any retaliation of the enemy. He is angry because he does not want you to be free, but the Spirit of the Lord, amen, he already declared that he wanted us to be free. He already declared that he wanted us, that he came, that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And then begin to even make those declarations over yourself that the Lord has said. Amen. He said we are accepted in the beloved, that we have every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Glory to God in Christ Jesus. He said we were the head and not the tail. We were above and not beneath. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord wants us to have every single one of his promises. The word of God lets us know that the promises are yea and amen for us. Amen. So let's go on into our warfare strategies. Amen. Before we get cut off again. Oh, Lord, it never ceases to amaze me. But anyway, here we go. Spiritual warfare strategy number 38. Break demonic cycles. Break demonic cycles. Is it a vicious circle or is it a demonic cycle? Vicious circles often require that we make different choices or better choices. But when it is a demonic cycle, we need to identify the wrong thinking patterns or the imaginations that we have left unchecked. Casting down imagination, strategy number 9, is sometimes one of those things that escapes us for many reasons. No matter what those reasons have been, and we find ourselves in a demonic cycle, it is time to identify the root of the issue, because as we are all aware, there is no demon in existence who is greater in power than our God. Neither is there one who is stronger than a saint of the Most High whose will is aligned with the word and of the living God. Know that God's grace floods the soul that seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew 6:33. Paul offers this advice: for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. I feel like we need to put this portion of scripture on repeat in this season, amen, and seemingly in every season going forward, because these are the last of the last days, and things are just increasing, and evil and darkness seems to be increasing. But the word continues: the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, by the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. In order to break demonic cycles rooted in soulish strongholds, you have to make a purposeful and diligent effort to cast
down imaginations that defy the word of God. Amen. That is a portion taken from Jennifer LeClaire's book, 101 Tactics of Spiritual Warfare. I get that book. I'm telling you, it's a good resource. We can't be lazy or complacent about this. We have to actively cast down these thoughts as soon as they arise, tearing down every barrier that the enemy is trying to erect to oppose the truth. And he is always in opposition to the truth. He does not sleep, nor does he get weary of trying to put up blockades. Amen. But we have the Spirit of the Lord in us, and we have the ability to cast down those imaginations. Remember that word casting down. It actually means to throw it down violently. So that is what we're doing, amen, when we're demolishing these demonic cycles. Amen. Amen. God has given us his power and authority over all the works of the enemy, all of his works. This includes the demise of demonic cycles. So whatever cycle has been rooted in your life, call it out and uproot it in the name of Jesus, speaking life over yourself. Bind everything. That word bind means to forbid or to prohibit or to proclaim as illicit or illegal. And bind everything associated with demonic roots, systems, and call it out by name and each one of its cohorts. Ask the Holy Ghost to show you in prayer and proceed in dismantling each cycle. An example of one of those cycles could be sick at the same time each year, or in relationships where you seem to attract the same destructive personality every time. It is time to break these cycles. Never be ashamed to ask a trusted saint of God for prayer support or intercession. God gave us the word that says to call on the elders of the church. Glory to God. Run to your company, amen, another strategy, and break free. Spiritual warfare strategy number 38, break demonic cycles. Demolish demonic cycles. Spiritual warfare strategy number 39, run to the battle line. So many have been running away from the battle line, but there are times where we must run to the battle line. And the Holy Ghost will tell us when those times are. So this strategy, number 39, is run to the battle line. We can't escape the battle by ignoring it or running in the opposite direction. I believe that is why so many are afraid of intercessory prayer, because they know it comes with a great deal of warfare. But avoiding doesn't stop the devil. It just sets us up for unnecessary defeat. Intercessors run to the battle knowing they run from a place of victory, not praying to be victorious, but with the knowledge we are already victorious, period, having already consulted the Lord, whether this is the time to fight or to be still. When God says fight, we run to the battle. David's posture in 1 Samuel 17 is a good example. Number one, we see him running to the front lines when his father sent him to take food to his brothers and the captains. And once there, when he heard the enemy sneer, his instinct was not to shrink back as did those of the army of Israel. And he was not a trained warrior as they were. Number two, this second time, we see him move in even closer, having volunteers to stand up to the enemy that had the others trembling. We see here that David ran. 2 Samuel 17 and 48. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. When David prevailed over the enemy, we see again that he ran. Glory to God. That was verse 3. This is 1 Samuel 48. I'm sorry. You go follow along. And then 1 Samuel 17, 50 through 51 is, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him. And he cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. The Hebrew word here for ran is roots. It means to run swiftly or to move quickly. The object of this lesson is you can't win if you don't fight. Don't try to avoid the warfare. Just make sure you know God's battle plan. Spiritual warfare strategy number 39, run to the battle line. Spiritual warfare strategy number 40, break every yoke. Break every yoke. I'm sure we are all aware by now that the enemy wants to put yokes about our necks. A yoke is, in the figurative sense, is anything that is oppressive or burdensome. It's instinct to restrict movement and pronounce defeat as one held captive. Yokes can be mental, physical, spiritual, financial, etc., including but not limited to depression, poverty, sickness, or fear. Anything that is holding you back, holding you down, and causing you to feel defeated is a yoke. Jesus said in Luke 4:18-19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The spirit of liberty, freedom from captivity is in us. Matthew 11:28-30, this is from the Amplified Bible. It says, come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciple, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear and my burden is light. The word yoke in the Greek is zugas, and it refers to servitude or burden. The yoke of the devil holds us in a deadly pattern of captivity, bent on destroying our destiny. The yoke of Christ frees us from that captivity and allows us to choose a new and living way that brings forth deliverance, love, joy, peace, prosperity, and eternal life. The yoke of the enemy would keep us bound and enslaved to the very things that Jesus came to free us from, sin and its ravenous effects. See 1 John 2:27. Spiritual warfare strategy number 40, break every yoke. Spiritual warfare strategy number 41, break the stranglehold of worry. Break the stranglehold of worry. We are to do just as Timothy. Fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, because we too have an enemy who is constantly and consistently roaming the earth, seeking someone who is not watching, who is unaware, who is distracted, who is lazy, to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. He is constantly trying to remove us from our stance and choke us out of the fight. But we are not crying uncle. We will not cry uncle. We're calling on Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, our way maker, our miracle worker, the light in the darkness, our risen Savior and our warrior King. We wrestle with principalities and powers, and we will not be overtaken. The Lord let us know that he has overcome the world. So we, by virtue of the Spirit in us, are overcomers. We engage rules of darkness. We engage the rules of darkness. We engage against the rules of the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, and we will not be overcome. The stranglehold or chokehold is an illegal hold in wrestling that suppresses freedom of movement and cuts off the blood supply. If the wrestler does not break free, they will lose consciousness and may even die. The devil wants to choke the word out of our mouths and bombard us with distraction so that we lose faith and stop praying. He knows our prayer life is our lifeline. He wants to choke out the revelation of our identity in Christ because he knows the moment we become truly aware of who we are and of his antics, tricks, and snares, all of them will fail. He magnifies situations to the point of hyperbole, extreme exaggeration. So in essence, the acronym for fear works here. It is literally peering real that causes us to worry. Worry in Merriam-Webster's dictionary is defined as harassing by tearing, biting, or snapping at the throat, to disturb repeatedly, to torment, or to agitate with mental distress, making anxious. Can you see that? How all these definitions fit the worry that the enemy tries to upend our lives with. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that you have need of, glory to God, they shall be added unto you. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 84 and 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. We break the stranglehold of worry off our minds in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, and receive the peace of God that surpasses understanding, the provision of God that brings no sorrow, and the refreshing glory of the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, my God. Amen. Spiritual warfare strategy number 41. Break the stranglehold of worry. Spiritual warfare strategy number 42. Bring deception off your mind. Break deception off of your mind. We see warnings of deceptive devices of the enemy throughout Scripture. Matthew 24 and 4, take heed lest you be deceived. Luke 21 and 8, beware lest you be deceived. 1 Corinthians 3 and 18, let no one deceive himself. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, do not be deceived. Go back and read these Scriptures so you can break the deception. Deceptive devices of the enemy off of your mind, because the Lord is giving us knowledge and awareness and discernment so that we see the devices of the enemy, so that we are not ignorant of the ways in which he moves, oh my God, so that we can be free and remain free. Also see Ephesians 5 and 6, Jeremiah 29 and 8, Galatians 6 and 7, 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, 6 and 8, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, 1 John 3 and 7, the devil is a deceiver. John 8 and 44, he is a liar and the father of lies. And Revelation 12 and 9, he who deceives the whole world, that is the adversary, the dragon, Satan, the devil, the kingdom of darkness. I can see in my mind scenes from a TV show, Lost in Space, where the robot is screaming with his arms sailing, danger, danger, Will Robinson. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord gives us, glory to God. He shows us. He gives us, amen, danger signs. He pulls up red flags for us. Amen. He does that every time. I can look back at times in my life when I didn't recognize those red flags, but in retrospect, I can see, oh, my God, the Lord was like flailing like that robot in front of me trying to show me that it was danger ahead, and I didn't recognize it as danger. But you know what? If we fall on our faces in the midst of those things that we're a bit confused about in the moment, amen, if you don't see clearly, you pray for clarity. You don't just plunge in head first. You pray for clarity. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you in that manner. I have learned, my God, I have learned from past error, from past mistakes, amen, to fall on my face in the middle of a decision before I give my yes, to follow my face and see what it is that the Lord would have, see what it is that he's trying to show me, because sometimes it's danger ahead. Because we are, somebody's trying to bamboozle us through the spirit of the enemy. Somebody's trying to hoodwink us because the devil wants us to fall flat on our faces. Amen. Because he's trying to turn us away from our place of destiny and then into his place of deceit. Glory to God. But God has a way of turning us around. Amen. And it is time, amen, to break that, those deceptions off of our mind. If you have to stop in the middle, you stop and get clarity. Break the deception off and let the Spirit of God give you clarity. Jeremiah 17:9 says, it speaks of the sinful state of the heart when he says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So sometimes people are trying to, the enemy is trying to deceive us through people. The enemy is trying to turn us away from our place of destiny through people. Amen. And sometimes we have to stop right in the middle. Fall on our faces and get clarity. Amen. And break the deception off so that we can see clearly. Glory to God. We have to push through the darkness. We have to push past the darkness. We have to push past the oppression. We have to push past even sometimes what we see with our naked eye into our spiritual sight so we can see what the Spirit of the Lord is seeing and that he wants us to see. Glory to God. None of us are above deception. If we think we are, we deceive ourselves. 1 John 1:8. But the glorious good news is that the Holy Ghost leads us into all truth. John 16:13. If we follow his direction rather than that of our fleshy hearts, we will walk in the light. Truth is a weapon of our warfare that extinguishes deception. One deception can open the door to a world of trouble, and it always takes us further than we intended to go. Scripture says it this way, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. We are not ignorant of the devil's devices. There is no such thing as a half-truth. It's a whole lie, or a little white lie, as it yields destruction. There is a way that seems right to a man. It seems okay at the time. It won't hurt anyone, they say, you know, and it will even shield me from trouble. But in thereof are the ways of death. We will not allow ourselves to succumb to the bent of the devil. We break off every agreement with every evil bent right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We see his cunning and seductive devices, and we understand that his trick is to deceive us without us even knowing we've been deceived. But we will walk circumspectly. We will remain in the presence of the Lord, so through his wisdom, we consider every circumstance and its consequences in the light of the Holy Ghost, praying for an increase in discernment. We break off every deceptive device, every snare, every hidden agenda of the enemy in Jesus' name. Amen. Spiritual warfare strategy number 42, break deception off your mind. Amen. This is our lesson for today. Amen. This has been Saturday Review Warfare Strategies. Amen. God bless you. God keep you in anointing. and anoint you. And I pray once again, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you break off every retaliation, every counterattack of the enemy, every payback spirit. Oh, Lord God, and release, Lord God, your peace. Lord God, release your knowledge and your wisdom, your understanding, your counsel, and your might into the atmosphere, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray over this entire broadcast, even now, Lord God, we ask that you release your warring angels into the atmosphere to fight against the enemy, Lord God, that wants to circumvent our destiny. But, Lord, we stand in the name of Jesus. We stand, Lord God, we stand, we stand, we stand, we stand, Lord God, strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Oh, God, and we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Until next time, shalom.